All right, good morning. Let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Wednesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Marcus. How are you doing?
De Mayo, not Maya.
De
Oh,
Mayo.
dear Lord. Okay. This is what happens when you let a German pronounce that. Okay, anyhow. So let's take a look at the markets. Let's actually look at yesterday, where we closed yesterday first.
Yeah, yesterday a lot of movement, and the big mover yesterday was actually the Nasdaq, Marcus. Nasdaq sliding down 1.9%, and this, and to be honest, it seemed like it was dropping early with no real catalyst. Even when once the markets opened, there was that follow through, and it was sliding real quickly. But then after some comments from Yellen, the Nasdaq and the other, indices made session lows.
All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk what caused this, and also let's see what the markets are doing. So Treasury Secretary Yellen said yesterday, it may be that interest rates will have to rise somewhat to make sure that our economy doesn't overheat. And this is where, especially on the Nasdaq, the growth stocks took a dive, because we know this from earlier this year. Right. I mean, whenever there was talks about interest rates going up, and when the 10-year yield made new highs, this is when the Nasdaq slumps. Now, the Dow and the S&P weren't hit that hard yesterday. So, I mean, in fact, the Dow ended positive for the day. So the value stocks that worked out. S&P dropped, but then recovered nicely. But the Nasdaq got hit hard. I mean, almost 2% lower, as you said. But it also seems that she was very quick to offer or to issue a correction and saying, oh, let me be clear, it's not something that I'm predicting or recommending. And I mean, ultimately, this is all with Fed Chair, with the FOMC, right, and the Fed. And we know Jerome Powell's stand there, because he has previously insisted that he is not even thinking about higher interest rates until the labor market recovers from last year's economic downturn. So we should be good here. All right, let's take a look at what's happening here pre-market, because this morning it seems that the indices are bouncing back. So here we are looking at the Nasdaq futures, and the Nasdaq futures are up 0.66%. I mean, not yet making back, but definitely on the rise here this morning.
All futures are up, the E-mini Dow, E-mini S&P, and the E-mini Nasdaq leading the way. So looks like we're getting a little bit of a bounce. Like you said, not quite erasing yesterday's dip, at least for the S&P and Nasdaq, since Dow finished positive, but off to a positive start.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, the Dow actually pre-market, it looks like the Dow is ready to make new all-time highs here. I mean, this is where we stand pre-market, up 0.27%, and the Dow was the one that finished positive yesterday.
Yeah, and yesterday you kind of joked, is this the start of the crash, right? And then you said no. But I think that right there, that Dow chart shows that no, because if it was broad-based selling, the Dow wouldn't be making record highs or
Right, right,
said no
right. And that's the
record
other thing.
highs.
I mean, the markets have been here in a tight range, especially with the Dow. And yeah, the Nasdaq, this is where often people see a sea of red. And if you looked at yesterday, the S&P 500 map, well, it reset this morning. So this from FinWiz, we don't see anything just yet, but it looked pretty red. And this is where some people say, oh my gosh, is the market crashing right now? Do we see a 10% correction? I mean, no, this is normal. This is okay. This is normal fluctuations. And as we see this morning, looking at the futures markets, we are bouncing right back. Let's take a look at a few stocks that reported earnings yesterday after the bell, or this morning before the bell, because there's some action going on here this morning. So
Definitely.
Activation Blizzard, I want to take a quick look at this, ATVI. So they are up more than 5%. So it seems that they are opening at 93.25. So as you can see, up 5% this morning, because they had an easy earnings beat here, right?
Seems like we're still getting better than expected earnings, so and
Yeah.
Activision Blizzard was one.
Good.
You know, another company that reported better than expected numbers, Marcus, Zillow.
Zillow. Let's take a look at this.
So,
Zillow. Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. They reported better than expected earnings. They're up 2.3% this morning. But if you see that they're already been slumping and then just going sideways, and I expected a little bit more of a jump here from Zillow, but it's rather muted. But another
yeah.
one that definitely had a nice jump was Caesars, CZR. Caesars Entertainment, I mean, up almost 8% this morning. So because they reported, okay, get this. So they are jumping 8% because they're reporting a smaller than expected loss for the first quarter. It's still a loss, right? But I mean,
Yeah.
revenue was about estimates. They are talking about sold out weekends in Vegas, and it seems that investors are liking it. So seems that we are opening here. Yesterday we closed at 93, and this morning we are opening up here at 103, as it seems. We have like what, 24 minutes until the open.
Big
All right.
jump there. Hey, speaking of not as big of a loss,
Yeah.
Lyft.
Lyft. Yeah.
Yeah, they reported that they only lost 35 cents a share, but it was less than the 53 cents a share that was expected. They also reported that the number of active riders and revenue exceeded forecasts. So they're getting a bit of a jump because of that.
Yeah, it seems that when they reported yesterday, they were up as much as 7%. Now they're pulling back. They are now up around 3.5%. But yeah, their revenue was higher than expected. And so this where, yeah, I said, well, it's kind of good news. It's not as big as a loss. So, okay. Anyhow,
Yeah, I
do you have
mean,
any other stocks on the radar that reported earnings?
yeah, you know, Hilton, HLT.
Okay.
So it was interesting because we were in Houston last week and we were staying at the Marriott, and it was interesting to see because it was still quiet, right? And so with Hilton reporting, I was just interested to see how Hilton's doing, and they had net earnings of 2 cents a share. But the expectation was 8 cents a share. They said that revenue was also lower, and that the quarter was tough with the company still being hit by pandemic travel restrictions. On the other hand, 97% of their hotels were open as of April.
Wow.
So
Worldwide?
I guess that what's that?
Worldwide or just in the US?
I'm pretty sure that was worldwide.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Let's talk about Pfizer. Pfizer also reported earnings. And I'm also very surprised here that this stock doesn't move more. But I think all of the good news has already been factored in because they said that just their vaccine business here made $3.5 billion in revenue. And now here's the interesting thing. This is 25% of their revenue. So, I mean, obviously they have other streams, but that is a pretty healthy jump. But it seems that
Yeah.
this was already factored in. Now, Pfizer also said that they think that they get full approval for the vaccine by the end of May. And as we know, everybody, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, they all just received emergency approval thus far. So they're expecting full approval by the end of May. They also said that in September, it will ask the FDA for emergency use for kids between 2 and 11. So this is later this year, but they're expecting to get authorization for 12 to 15 year olds by what is it? By end of next week, or maybe by the end of this week. So we'll see. Anyhow, not moving at all. If you look at this here, pre-market up 0.35%. That is pretty much in line with the overall market, what it is doing. So, I mean, even the good news all around, this is where, if you look at the chart here, we have this old adage, right? Buy the rumor, sell the news. Because this is kind of what was expected, that they are having a really big quarter because of the COVID vaccine. Anyhow, what else? Do you have any other stocks on your radar this morning?
We could look at GM. GM reported better than expected earnings. Revenue is slightly lower than expected, but it's up pre-market.
Yeah, up 4%. Yeah.
So
Oh,
it
hey,
sounds like go ahead.
yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh,
Okay.
it sounded like they did well with their lending as well as sales. So
yeah. Facebook has a huge decision today. Let's see how they're doing. Because today, their oversight board announces a decision on the Trump ban. As you know, Facebook banned Donald Trump after the incident in January and basically banned him from Facebook and Twitter. And today they're announcing whether this will remain in state permanently or whether they allow him back on the social platforms. I just saw, though, that he now has his own website. So he's now a blogger. Let's see. It's DonaldJTrump.com. And no, it's not this. It's actually /desk. So this is where he now has his blog. There we go. So okay. This is where, if you haven't seen it, so he is blogging. Well, it looks really nice. It looks nice. So apparently you can pin it on Facebook, Twitter. So we will see. I mean, we'll see what Facebook does today. Right now, they're up 0.58%. That's pretty much in line with what the market is doing. But I think it's a big decision today for Facebook.
Absolutely.
So we'll see.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got to talk about Dogecoin. I mean, where is it?
Doge
versus the dollar. No, that's not it. Let's just see. There we go.
This crazy thing just keeps moving.
This puppy just keeps moving up. It's like crazy. I mean, this started as a joke and is now up to 68%. We talked about it yesterday because yesterday we already had this run up and today tagging on another 25%. So it's pretty much up 130% for the week. So what do you think? Why is that? Because if you look at other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, I mean, Bitcoin, this is what Bitcoin does. I mean, compared to Dogecoin here, right? I mean, let's bring it up again. There it was. Okay. Yeah, it just tales of two different coins. So what do you think? Yeah. Why is Dogecoin so...
You know, I have no idea, but I'm wondering if it's been hitting the media. Everybody's talking about it. You know, Elon Musk talked about it. And so that I think was the real big push that we had a couple of months ago when, you know, he was saying things about it. And now it's just everywhere in the media. And it's also a lower priced coin, right? So most people can't buy one Bitcoin, but then you look at Dogecoin and you could buy like 1,000 and be happy. So I think maybe the pricing of it tied with media coverage is just hyping it up.
I believe it's really the pricing, because if you think about it, if you would have bought 100 Bitcoin when it was still at $1, right? I mean, you would be very happy right now. And I think this is what we're seeing right now. I mean, at 68 cents, it's very affordable. So it's super easy to just plow $100 or maybe $1,000 into this and say, you know what, let's just do it and let's see what happens.
See what happens.
And then, as I said, Elon Musk, who basically said about himself that he is the Doge father, right? I mean, he's also appearing on Saturday Night Live. And this is, I think it's this week. And I believe that he might talk about it and it might have something to do with it. But I think it's really what you said. It's the lower price point, because if you're looking at Ethereum, so let's just see if we can bring up Ethereum here, crypto versus the dollar. There we go. It's another coin that we have here at $3,000, right? So especially if you have smaller account and you just want to put $100, $500, or $1,000 in it. And this is where the FOMO, the fear of missing out, is obviously coming into play here. Okay. All right. I have a few more fun things. What else do you have? Because I have a few more fun things that I thought I want to share.
I'll let you go, Marcus.
Okay. So first of all, Krispy Kreme filed confidentially for an IPO. So yes, it's a little bit under the radar, but Krispy Kreme is planning to go public. Do you like Krispy Kreme?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because it sounds like they might be a little late to this party, because I remember when Krispy Kreme first came to California, It was this crazy thing, and a lot of them have shut down since they first exploded.
Right. So, anyhow, so we'll see what else. So, in really, really sad news, Oktoberfest has been canceled for the
Oh,
second year in a
Marcus,
row.
what are you going to
I know.
do?
So, no Oktoberfest. Okay. The last thing that I want to share here that I found this morning is a picture that went viral. Hold on here, of Jimmy Carter. Of both Carters and the Bidens. And look at this. Doesn't it look like Honey, I Shrunk the Presidents, the former president? I mean,
I have not seen that.
just look at this. It looks so small, right? And here's the interesting thing. It is just a camera angle because they're probably using a wide lens, because this is why it looks like this. When you're using a wide angle lens, it's pretty much that whoever is on the edges appear larger. Because honestly, from what I've read, I mean, Jill Biden is, I think, an inch taller, and President Biden is 2 inches taller. But it just looked like crazy, doesn't
Yeah.
it? So,
Some photographer could have done a better job with
yeah.
that
Anyhow. Hey, I know that we need to get ready for trading the open live here. This is fun. This is fun. So,
Yeah,
okay.
absolutely.
Hope that you're enjoying this. If you do me a favor, do us a favor, give us a like and share this video with anybody who might find this helpful. If you would like to see us again tomorrow morning, click on subscribe, hit the little notification bell, because this way you get notified whenever we go live on YouTube. Okay, anyhow, have a great rest of your day. Happy Cinco de Mayo, not Maya. Okay. And make lots of money trading. Keep in mind, trade what you see and not what you think.
Happy trading, everyone.